Okay, we're holding on Pesach and Daf Nun Gimel of Taf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph Tan Rabbanan. So more breitas regarding when you have to get rid of the fruits that you've collected in your house. Ochlin banavim ad yichlu daliot shel ochel. You can eat grapes until all the grapevines in an area that had a lot of grapevines completely run out. Im yesh meucharot men ochlin lem. However, if in spite of what normally takes place that they're the last to run out, if there are other places that have more grapes, you can continue to eat them. Ochlin zeitim adjich leachron she bitkoa. So you can eat from olives until the last of the olive trees in Tekoa run out. Rabbi Lezer Omer adjich leachron shel gush chalab. Even the last of the olive trees from a place called gush chalab. Kedei she ani yotze ve'enu motze lo benofo ve'lo beikar. Rova, to the point where there are really very few olives left that a poor person would come around collecting from there, and he wouldn't find even a rova of olives between its branches and its base. Ochlin be gargorot ajichlu pagi veithini, and you can eat figs until the figs of Beit Hini have run out. Amar of Yehuda lo's kru page Beit Hini el in yan maiser page Beit Hini vahini de tov yana chayvin b'maiser. Rabbi Yehuda says that Beit Hini is not the reference point for figs, and it was only mentioned by figs when it comes to maiser, that because the figs of Beit Hini are dried out and not proper fruit, in which case they don't serve as a reference point for when you have to get rid of your collected fruit. They're only mentioned as fruit for the purposes of Meiser, for taking the tithe, that they're chayav in Meiser. Ochlin b'tamarim achich le'achron shebatzor. You can eat dates as long as there are dates left in Soar. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omar ochlin al shel beit hakifin ve'in ochlin al shel beit hashitzin. Right, as long as they're left, stuck between the branches, you can still eat. However, if they're only stuck between the thorns, then that's considered that they already ran out. Rimnin he, we can contrast that with a different brayta. Ochlin b'anavim ad Pesach b'zeitim ad atzer b'gruot ad Chanukah b'tamarim ad Purim v'amar Ravivi amar Rabbi Yochanan tarati b'treita machlif. Right. So we have a different brayta which says that you can eat grapes until Pesach, olives until Shavuot, dates until figs until Chanukah, dates until Purim, and Rabbi Yochanan switches the last two statements. So how do we reconcile the brayta? Shur chadahu. They're lav davka contradictory, meaning that is the time of year where they run out in all those places. Vibayt aim. Alternatively, you can say this: hakatani behedya imiyesh mucharin men ochlin alein. Right? We already thought explicitly that if there's any left over, you can still continue to eat them. We just said those are the areas that generally run out. So we weren't giving an exact time per se. So it's not the brayta doesn't properly contradict, because if there are any left over, well then you can continue eating them anyway. Tanya, we learned a brayta from Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Siman laharim milin, Siman la moki le amakim dekalim, Siman le nechalim kanim, Siman le shvela shikma. Right, so a sign of a mountain is that there are gallnut trees on there. A sign of a valley is that there are palm trees there. A sign of a stream is that there are reeds there. And a sign of a plain is that sycamore tree is there that doesn't have any fruit. Even though there's no explicit raya for that, there is an indication, a hint in the text. Right, the king made silver in Yerushalayim like stones, meaning it was very rich, so silver was kind of everywhere like stones. And he made cedar trees as much as there were sycamore trees in a plain. So there we see it, an indication that plains have sycamore trees. Siman laharim milin siman lakim dekalim nafkamina lebikurit. So it's worth asking, who cares if it's a siman that a mountain has a gallnut tree? Well, we need to know these things because the nafkamina by the mountain having gallnut tree and the valleys having a palm tree is regarding bikurim, right? Ditnan ein vin bikurim ela mishivat aminin velo mitkalim mishbeharim velo meperet shavamakim. Right, so you only have to bring the first fruits from the shivat aminim. So you wouldn't have to bring them from gallnut trees or from crops that are found in a valley. And so it's significant to know, you know, to be able to identify. Okay, these are the trees that don't require. These are the trees that don't require bikurim. Siman lanachalim kanim nafgamin lanachalitan. And we know that you know, if it's a proper nachal, it's going to have reeds. And how do we know that? What's the significance of knowing that? That you need to do the Egla Arufa ritual by a running stream. So how do you know if it's considered a running stream? Well, are there reeds there? Siman l'shveila shikma nafkumina l'mikachum emkar. Right? And how do you know that what's the significance of knowing that a plane has sycamore trees? By mekachum emkar. Because if you say, I'm going to sell someone a plane and it doesn't have sycamore trees, then it's a mekach tov, because the expectation is that it would have. Well, now that you've said that, we can also just say by all of them that the significance is by Mecca Chomemkar, because you're selling someone a mountain. Also, the expectation is that it's going to have gallnut trees and so on and so forth. Okay, new Mishnah. Makom shenagu limkor behema dak l'nochrim mochrin. Makom shelo nahagu limkor ein mochrin b'chol makom ein mochrin lehem behema gasa. So in a place that would sell small domesticated animals to non-Jews, you sell. In a place that wouldn't sell, you don't sell. But in any place, you're not allowed to sell large domesticated animals to non-Jews. Agalim v'sayachin shleimin v'shvurin. Whether we're talking about young cows or foals, calves or foals, whether they're full, healthy or injured, either way you can't sell them. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvur ben b'teira matir b'suf. So Rabbi Yehuda says if they're injured, you're allowed to sell them to an achri, and ben b'teira allows selling a horse. Makom shenagu lechol tzali b'lele pesach ochlin, makom shenagu shlo lechol ein ochlin. A place that eats roasted meat on Pesach night, you're allowed to eat it, but a place that doesn't eat roasted meat on Pesach night, you don't eat it. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asur L'Olam, Sheyomar Basar Zeh LePesach, Hu Mipnei Shenira Kemakdish B'Mato V'Ochel Kachim B'Chutz. You're not allowed to say, but an animal, oh, I'm going to eat this on Pesach. This is for Pesach. Because it looks like you're setting aside as a korban Pesach, and then, you're eating holy things outside Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Papa, Davka Basar, Aval Chitei Lo, Deminta LePesach. Right? That only applies to when it comes to meat. However, when not the same when you say it about wheat, right? Because wheat is just wheat. You're not being makdish it, right? You're just saying I'm preserving this for Pesach. Ubasar lo, but is it not? But you can't save meat for Pesach, right? Meitivei, we can challenge that from the following. Ama Rabbi Yosi, todos ish romi, hin hig et bnei romi, l'echol gdim mekulasin b'lele Pesach. Right, that todos ish romi instructed the people of Rome to eat full roasted kids with their intestines next to them. On Pesach night, shalchulo ilema todos ata gazano lechaninoi, and they said to him, you know, if you weren't todos, if you were anyone else, we would put you in excommunication for doing that. Shatam achil yisrael kodesh mechutz, because you're feeding kodesh basar, kodesh animals to klal yisrael outside of Yerushalayim. Kochim sagadaitach, really? They're eating kochim? Ella ema karov lachil yisrael kodesh mechutz. Rather say that it's. Say that it's similar to feeding Klal Yisrael kochim b'chutz. Mekulus in she'en mekulus lo, and we can be medayik from this brayta that the problem is he had this unique practice of having the kids with their intestines next to them. But if that was not the case, then it would not be aser, right? That's implicit from this brayta. In which case, it shouldn't be the case that any basar on Pesach. Any, you know, roasted meat on Pesach would be a problem. Just this particular kind that he was doing seems to be implicit from the brayta. Amar loshna amar loshna lo amar she'enu mekulus perish in lo perish lo. No, when it comes to the specific way of roasting the kid with the intestines next to it, that's a problem whether you said that it's for Pesach or not. However, If you explicitly said this is for Pesach, then it's a problem, even any roasted meat. Rav Acha matni la laha matnitin ki Rabbi Shimon. So Rav Acha, I think the significance there is that it was kept full, right? So it looked exactly, you know, like the original Korban Pesach. Rav Acha matni la laha matnitin ki Rabbi Shimon. So Rav Acha taught this position of Todus, this bright about Todus, in accordance with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Matkif la Rav Sheshet bishlam lamanda tani la k'Rabbi Yosi, nicha elamanda tani la dematni la k'Rabbi Shimon, va mi nicha vatnan Rabbi Shimon poter shlo itnadev k'dera chamid nadvim. Right? It would be understandable if you taught it according to Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Shimon doesn't really make sense to teach Todus, this bright about Todus, in accordance with Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says that you're pater for doing that because you didn't bring the korban in a normal manner of bringing a korban, right? The korban is more than just saying, I'm going to eat this on Pesach. Amar le-Ravina le-Ravashi, umana matni lak Rabbi Yosi minicha. Well, would it really work out if you taught it in accordance with Rabbi Yosi shita? Amar Rava. But didn't Rava teach Rabbi Shimon b'shita Rabbi Yosi amrad amar av bikmar dvar av adam nitpas my love mid Rabbi Shimon savar lak Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi savar lak Rabbi Shimon. That Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yosi in that if you're makdish a korban, right, we include the latter part of your statement in your intention. So if you were to say, I makdish this korban, I make this is a korban as an ole. No, I mean a shlomim. Or an ole. Or you say an ole, and then right after you say a shlomim, we include the last statement to modify the first statement and say that you really intended shlomim. It doesn't matter that you said ole first. So that in that, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yosi. And we're saying, okay, for the purpose of being makdish this animal, if Rabbi Shimon is on board with Rabbi Yosi, doesn't it stand to reason that they're in agreement and Rabbi Yosi is on board with Rabbi Shimon? No, Rabbi Shimon's never like Rabbi Yosi. Low Rabbi Yosi is never like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yosi's position here, but Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon's position there, that you're going to be potter. What do we think of Todos Ishromi? He was a good person, or he was just a powerful, violent person? Tashma od zodarash Todos Ishromi maro uichanan mishal vazaria shemasru atzman al kedushot Hashem lekivshan haesh. So Todos Ishromi darshan out the following. Right, what did Hanan mishal vazaria see that would cause them to throw themselves into a kivshon ha'esh, al kedushat Hashem, into a fiery pit? Nasu kal v'chomer be'atzman mitzvar dei. Right, they learned a kal v'chomer from frogs. Right, a little bit of a daf yomi coincidence. Umatzvar dei she'ein mitzuvin al kedushat Hashem k'tiv v'hu v'alu v'au v'techa v'tanarecha v'mish'arotecha e'matai mish'arot mitzuyot etzel tanur ha've omer. So it says by the frogs that they went up into all of your places and even in your oven and even in your bowls for kneading bread. Now, when are the bowls, you know, for kneading bread next to the ovens? When the ovens are hot, because you're using them. So clearly the frogs were in the oven even when they were hot. Right? So the frogs were never commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're just frogs. Right, and still, they went into to make the makkah even more severe. They went into hot ovens, right, just to intensify the makkah, right. So they did that al kedushat Hashem. So we who are commanded by Kodesh Baruch Hu, who are under the authority of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, all the more so we should be willing to throw ourselves into a furnace for the sake of kedushat Hashem. Rabbi Yosi bar Avin Amar Matil Malai Lechishol Tamidei Chachamim. Damar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Matil Malai Lechishol Tamidei Chachamim. Zoch Rabbi Yosi Bishu Bishu Malai Shneimar Ki Betzela Chachma Betzela Keser. Right, that Todos Ishromi would give Tamidei Chachamim items to sell so they could support themselves. As Rabbi Yosi says, that anyone who does so, merits a good portion of Olam Haba, as it says in Mishlei, that sitting underneath the shade of wisdom is like sitting with the shade of money. Minu Mishnah, Makom Shenagu Lahadlik Taner Blele Yom Kippurim Madlikin, Makom Shenagu Shelo Ladlik Ein Madlikin. Right, so a place that lights a candle on Motzei Yom Kippur, like we do on Motzei Shabbat for Avdallah, so you do that, and if you're in a place that doesn't do it, you don't do that. Madlikin Bavta Knesset Bavta Midrash Avvot Feilim Valgabe Echolim. Right, and either way, we light it in Shul and in a Beit Midrash and in dark alleys or for sick people. Tana, the Gemara says, Tana, we taught, Bain, Sha'amru, Lahadlik, Ubain, Sha'amru, Shlo, Lahadlik, Shneil, Davarecha, Nitkavnu. right? Both those who say you should like them and those who say that you shouldn't like them. Sorry, this is not Motze Yom Kippur. This is for Leil Yom Kippur. Yeah, this is for Leil Yom Kippur. I mean, would you light candles on before Yom Kippur like you do on Shabbat? Right, we'll talk about Motze next. Right, so those who say that you should light and those who say you shouldn't light, they both have the proper intentions. Right, they both wanted the same thing ultimately. They both, you know, wanted the same thing, which was to prevent husband and wife from sleeping together on Yom Kippur, which is aser. Amar Rav Yeshua, Darash Rava, Ve'amech, Kulam Tzadikim, Le'olam Yeshu, Aretz, Ben Shamr Lahadlik, Ben Shamr Shlo Lahadlik, Shneim Nitka, Lon Kavnu, Ela Devar Echad. Right? And so Rava Darash in the Pasuk, that your entire nation are righteous people, and they're going to, you know, inherit and live in this land forever. Right? Your entire nation is righteous people. Both sides here, whether they said you should light the candles or shouldn't light the candles, all had one thing in, all, you know, had the same intention, which is to separate husband and wife for the night of Yom Kippur. The one who says that you shouldn't light the candles is to say, well, you know, if you don't see each other, you'll be less tempted. And the one who says you should light the candles is because you're not allowed to sleep together when the lights are on. And so if there's candles, there's less of a chance. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, in Varchin ala Ur, Elav Motzei Shabbat, Hoyelu Tchilat Briatohu. Right, you only make a bracha on a flame on Motzei Shabbat, as opposed to Motzei Yom Kippur, because that is when a fire was created. So it's a commemoration of the creation of fire. It's not Davka, just because it, you know, we just ended a day of Malacha, no reason to do it after Yom Kippur. Amar Li Ustava Vitema Rabba Barchana Yashar Vechena Mar Rabbi Yochanan. It says, you know, Yeshakoach, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. I heard the same thing from Rabbi Yochanan. Ula Hava Rachiv Chamer Vaazil. So Ula was, you know, going along, Vavashakil Vaazil, Rabbi Abba Mine, and Rabbi Abba was walking next to him, Rabbi Barchana, Mismal, and Rabbi Barchana was on his left. Amar Li Rabbi Abba Ula Vada Demutim Ishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Abba said to Ula, "Is it true that you said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Mevarchin Ala Or El Motzei Shabbat, right? That we only make a bracha on a fire in Motzei Shabbat and not Yom Kippur Hoyol V'Tzliat Beretohu, because that's when it was created? I mean, I heard you, Ula, said that in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Is that true? Hadar Ula Chazabe Berabba Bar." Barchana Bishut, right? So Ula then looked at Rav Barchana, gave him a really intense stare. Hamarle Analav Aimri Ela Aimri says, I didn't say that. Rather, this is what I said. Netani Tanakame de Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Yom Kippurim Shechaliot B'Shabbat Af Makom She'Amr Shelo Lahadlik Madlikin Mipnei Kavod Shabbat Va'ani Rabbi Yochanan Bashei V'Chamim Osun. Right, so Rabbi Shimon says that when it comes to Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbat, even in a place where you generally don't light, you should light because of Kavod Shabbat. Right, and then Rabbi Yochanan said the Chamim Oser. Right, so what I said about the Chachamim, what I said about Rabbi Yochanan was in his mentioning of the Chachamim Shita about lighting a candle or lighting a lamp for a Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbat. However, I didn't talk about what Rabbi Yochanan says regarding lighting a candle for Motzei Shabbat. Right? That must have been assumed or misquoted, but that was never, and I never said that. Right? Amar le ada dehe, ada dehe. So Ula responded, that shall be. Meaning that's, So Ula was satisfied with the fact that that's where the misunderstanding came from, that teaching that was said about Rabbi Yochanan in reference to a Shabbat that fell out, Yom Kippur that fell out on Shabbat. So he was satisfied that explanation was the cause for the confusion. Kariyale Rabbi Yosef, Mayim Amukim Eitzabalev Ish, Ve'ish Tevuna Yidalena, Mayim Amukim Eitzabalev Ish Ze Ula, Ve'ish Tevuna Yidalena Ze Zeh Rabba Barachana, right? And so he read about them in the pasuk that you know, a person's opinion is like water deep in a well, but a man of wisdom knows how to draw it out. So, you know, what Ula was really thinking, meaning as he represented in his intense stare, was that he was very frustrated that this idea was quoted in his name, but he didn't say that. He didn't say that explicitly, right? And then Rabbi Barchana came out and explained, no, this is exactly what happened. Don't worry about it. Someone must have heard this and misquoted it. So he's the wise man who knew how to draw out what was bothering Ula and address it. We'll stop here.